Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids of all ages, please welcome our own Sam Evans-Brown, host of Outside In, for another rendition of Ask Sam.
Why do geese make V's?
Does a bumblebee sneeze?
Can a person eat trees?
Can a polar bear freeze?
Is a kidney stone kind of like a pearl in a clam?
Well, I don't know. Ask Sam.
This week's question comes to us from Sarah in Andover, New Hampshire, who is a high school biology teacher, and I think she couldn't help but just teach us a little science vocabulary with her question.
I have a question about a very spooky plant, the ghost plant, Monoptera uniflora.
Rick, I'm just going to jump in here because I had to Google this. The ghost plant, it's alternately called the ghost pipe or the corpse plant, or some people will call it the Indian pipe. And it's just this tiny, tiny little flower, grows in little bunches, and it's like a few inches tall, but it's pure white. Mm. And I think that subconsciously, I kind of thought it was like a weird mushroom.
Is it almost translucent?
Yes, yes. Have you seen it?
I must have, yeah.
Okay, so it looks kind of like a mushroom, but it is not.
I teach high school biology, and typically we teach plants as being autotrophs, as in they have chlorophyll, they photosynthesize and take sunlight energy, convert it to sugars. However, our ghost plant here in New Hampshire does not have chlorophyll, which means it's not photosynthetic and it's stealing its energy and nutrients from its host tree. So my students and I were wondering, are ghost plants considered an autotroph or a heterotroph?
So that's the vocab. Autotrophs are things that make their own food. Heterotrophs are things that eat other things.
Sam, it sounds like they should be known as, like, vampire plants.
You beat me to it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, in fact, they are kind of like a vampire. It's a parasite. And this was told to me by the senior research botanist of the Native Plant Trust, Arthur Haynes. And so now that you've gotten, you know, biology vocab 101, here's plant vocab 201.
It's a heterotroph, and we could further classify it as a mycoheterotroph. And so in this case, they're deriving their nourishment from fungi that are mycorrhizal on the roots of trees.
The takeaway here is indeed kind of like a vampire. It's a parasite eating underground mushrooms that are associated with tree roots. And in this case, we think it's beech roots mostly. So you see them around beech trees a lot of times. But it's a white plant because over time, as it got better and better and better stealing nutrients from that fungus, evolution started selecting for ghost plants that were more and more ghostly, you know, more white, less chlorophyll, more corpsey.
More corpsey? Is that the Latin for it? Is that
corpsum, corpses, corpsey? Yeah, I think so. So Rick, this gets me to something that I really like as just like a general idea of how to think about science. And it's something that's been described as kind of like a science party trick by Radiolab's Lulu Miller, who has a new book called Why Fish Don't Exist. The reason it's called that is because she points out that there is no definition of fish. Any definition that you can choose will have exceptions. Like, think about the lungfish, for instance, which we think of it as a fish, but it's actually more closely related to four-legged animals than to other fish because it has lungs.
Yeah.
And so similarly, if you Google a definition of plant, almost every single one of those definitions is going to say plants are things that use photosynthesis to make their own food. But clearly, here we have an example.
It's a plant. It has a flower. It's a flowering plant. It has an ovary. It produces a fruit. It has leaves, stems, roots. It has literally everything that most, but not all, plants have. When we look at the full diversity of the plant kingdom, we can't use possession of chlorophyll as a meaningful way to describe all plants.
So perhaps this very spooky Halloween-y corpsey plant, maybe this is a stretch, but we can use it as a way to talk about how sometimes our definitions of things generally are a little too restrictive and don't allow us to see, you know, the true diversity that does exist.
Can't always put everything in a nice, neat box. Just doesn't work that way.
Indeed.
And if a listener does have a question about our natural world and wants to get it answered on the air, how do they do that?
You can call us at 1-844-GO-OTTER. You can record yourself on a voicemail and send it to outsidein@nhpr.org.
Yeah, please do that because we want to put your voice on the air and we want Sam to have to answer your question and do all the research, and I just get to sit back and do the one-liners. So thank you, Sam.
Thank you, Rick.
It is Morning Edition from NHPR.